WESA celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
It's The Confluence on 90.5 WESA. I'm Kevin Gavin. Jamie Upshaw of Hazelwood says it was difficult to get a proper autism diagnosis for her youngest son. She says it was even harder to find the proper resources that her family needed when that diagnosis was ultimately made. Upshaw has since started her own support group called Autism Urban Connections. She spoke with 90.5 WESA's Elaine Effort.
There was nothing out there that was geared toward our African-American community. So I kind of just jumped in head first and started Autism Urban Connections. And we've been going strong for 4 years now. We've actually incorporated as a nonprofit in September of 2018. So we're looking to continue to move forward.
What do you do specifically?
We offer online supports. We offer workshops. We do 2 annual events. We do a lot of outreach in the communities. We partner with a lot of organizations. We do the monthly meeting groups where we actually do that 3 times a month.
What do other parents like yourself say you need? What kinds of supports?
In most cases, I've found we all kind of need that shoulder to cry on. May it be we're happy that somebody listened to us and we finally got the right diagnosis, or it may be that we're going through the grieving process because we had these hopes and dreams for a child that their future was kind of altered. And then I also found a lot of families need resources, wraparound services, service coordination. We can guide you in the right directions to get you any services that you need, maybe medical assistance, social security, early intervention. We're here to provide the resource and the assistance to help you get what you need.
What more would you like to do for your parents who have autistic children?
I hone in on self-care from my parents and caregivers. That's one of my biggest things in AUC. Self-care is imperative for our parents and caregivers, because if we're not taking care of ourselves from the top, we can't work our way on down to the bottom. We have to make sure that we are caring for ourselves. And that means putting our best foot forward, whatever that may be for you for today. Everybody measures up differently. Don't compare yourself to what another parent is doing. Your measure of success is something different than somebody else's. And wherever you're at, we're willing to meet you. We're willing to help you. We want you to be your best self, to be that best parent for your child.
Why do you have this passion for helping other parents? You could have taken the information that you sought to help you and your family and your son. What is it about you that you want to share that with others?
I remember a good friend of mine said to me, "What good is knowledge if it's not shared?" I want to share everything I know. If I can teach somebody to be a better them, to not have to fight so hard in a system that is really hard fighting, if I can help them navigate that in a little smoother capacity, I'm here. I want them to be able to get what they need.
Jamie Upshaw, thank you for taking time to do this interview.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series WESA Celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories at WESA.FM/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
You're listening to The Confluence on 90.5 WESA.